This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Junkies live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We were just talking on the Junk Sports page about Alex Smith's retirement announcement from yesterday, and we have another retirement announcement. Washington football team related. This is from Ian Rappaport from 26 minutes ago at Rap Sheet on Twitter. Former Pro Bowl tight end Jordan Reed is retiring, according to sources. A 2013 third-round pick by the Washington football team, Reed emerged as one of the game's best receiving tight ends before battling injuries. His improbable comeback with the 49ers last season allowed him to walk away with no regrets. So Jordan Reed retires yesterday. Now we get news. Alex Smith retires yesterday. Now we're getting news that Jordan Reed is stepping away from the game after 8 seasons. So some pretty big names filing their retirement papers with
real
the NFL.
Big names. Yeah. And in a similar vein to Alex, you just hope that he's healthy. He's not plagued with these concussions and the ramifications of them for, you know, the rest of his life. I'm glad he was able to come back. It does show you, though, man, these guys that put up Hall of Fame numbers and have Hall of Fame careers are rare birds, because Jordan Reed had all the talent in the world, but just had a hard
time staying healthy.
You know, he made a nice living. I was looking up his numbers, and I have no idea what Jordan Reed did in endorsements. I'm sure he's made some dough there, but he made about $33 million in salary over the years. Hope he has a chunk of that saved so he could live comfortably the rest of his life. But it's amazing. You look at it. That guy only had 28 touchdowns in his career. I believe that's right. He had 350 catches. You know,
and he had a bunch of those in 1 year.
Gronk could do that in about 3 years. Gronk could put up those kind of numbers. And Jordan Reed is as talented as anybody, but just had a hard time staying healthy and staying on the field.
Right.
Missed all of 2019.
19, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he only started, he never started more than 8 games.
Is that true?
In a season.
Never started more than 8 games. You just kind of forget that.
Right. Think about the numbers he would have accumulated.
He played in more than that, but he never started in those games. So I mean, he played in 10, 12, 13, but he just missed a lot of games because of those injuries.
Yep. It shows you, man, those guys that can play as long as they can and put up big numbers are true freaks. True freaks. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Walt on line one. Walt and Alexandria. Walt wants to chime in on Alex Smith hanging it up. Walt, what's
up,
buddy?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Hello.
Good. How are you, my friend?
What's up, Walter?
You know, I'm just wondering, as much as Smith has retired and he's no longer a problem for Washington, do you think he deserved to get into Washington, D.C., what you call it, the Ring of Fame, or whatever that is, where they put his picture up at the stadium? What do you think about that?
That's a good question. The Ring of Fame, the Ring of Honor, or whatever they have there, right? They used to have that RFK.
Has
he accomplished enough?
No, he hadn't accomplished, not statistically.
Certainly not statistically, but
he was here for essentially, 2.5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ring of Honor is, that's for the real legends of the franchise. I mean,
the Riggins, the Art Monks, the Darryl Priest.
You know what? Honor him before the game. Have him come out, wave to the crowd. That's good enough, right?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't deserve to be in the Ring of Honor or Ring of Fame, whatever you want to call it.
Just for the unbelievable comeback.
Just in terms of a feel-good story, I just don't think he deserved to be up there. You got to put up some numbers, don't you think?
Yeah, I think probably not, but it is interesting. Do you have it in front of you?
I've got it.
Like, give me the last two or three guys that are in the Ring of Honor. I wonder if any of them are debatable.
This is like in alphabetical order, but I mean, the names that are on here are, you know, Art Monk, Brian Mitchell, Bobby Mitchell, Charles Mann, Dexter Manley, Vince Lombardi, who is head coach for one season. He goes in.
I mean, you got Hall of Famers.
Hey, if Vince Lombardi gets in, Riggins, how's he not get in?
Rippon, Chris Samuels, Sean Taylor, Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, Bubba Tyer, the trainer. In the Ring of Honor.
Bubba got in? Good for
him.
He's
in, yeah.
I think there's some announcers in.
The grapefruit.
Right. Dexter belongs in. That's one of the few clips we can actually still play on the
show. Tom Brady is garbage.
God, his R-rated to X-rated rants are...
I knew I had to take off the boy George makeup.
So funny.
Cakes.
Can you imagine being...
It's not funny.
Oh, it is
hey,
funny,
Cakes.
Dax. Yes.
Can you look up, are Harden and Weaver in the Ring of Honor?
Harden and Weaver, the radio tandem?
The old WMAL radio guys.
I do not see them. They're not in the Ring of Honor.
Who are the broadcasters that are in there? Is Buck in there? I feel like Buck might be in there.
He better be.
No.
I mean, Wayne Curry, the PG County executive, is in the Ring of Honor? What?
Get him out of there.
He's in the Ring of Honor.
What about Warner Wolf?
Phil Hochberg, the PA announcer from 1963 to the year 2000, is in.
He deserves it. Deserves it.
I think that's it. That's it? As far as, like, radio and media people, yes, that's it.
All right.
No radio donks in there.
I'm just checking. Hey, if it's a thing, I'm just checking, Cakes.
Hey, if Jason Wright and company want to nominate, you know, some guys who've been on the air for 25 plus years here in D.C. and have made a lasting impression and impact, I might know a show to recommend to them. Well, I might be able to recommend somebody to them.
We can't even get the junks in the Washington Hall of Fame. They let anybody on that thing.
You know what? Win a local Emmy first.
Which one's the Washington Hall of Fame?
Isn't that the one that hangs above Nats Park? And they put anybody...
Oh, yeah, the Washington Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, look at that one.
Yeah, I'm going to look at that one. See who's in that.
Come on, man. We got to get in somebody's freaking Hall of Fame.
Now, is it...
I mean, come on, we got...
Is it going to make sense to trash it and then say, can you please put us in?
let's not trash it.
That's what is about to happen.
Don't trash it.
All right. I won't trash it.
We'll trash it. You guys can stay quiet.
the Bowie Hall of Fame.
Let's just go with like the most recent inductees to the Washington Sports Hall of Fame. The 2019 inductees. Dan Fitzgerald, a basketball coach at Gonzaga. Oh, wait a second. This might be Washington State. Hold on.
Am I the wrong Washington?
Wait a second.
I don't know that name.
Are you in Washington State?
I think so, yeah. Now I need to find the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame. If there is such a thing.
I think that's the one where, like, Buck and maybe, like, Phil
Schneer.
All right,
here we go. Welcome to the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame. All right, members.
All right.
Now, here we go.
Go ahead.
Just a slight hiccup. All right, your 2020 inductees.
Yeah.
This makes sense. Ken Beatrice.
Okay.
You're next.
Herman Boone, who coached T.C. Williams and, you know, was memorialized in Remember the Titans by Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Austin Carr, great hoops player. You know what? These are some big names, actually.
Yes. Monsters.
Gary Clark.
Of course. Yes. No, go with the media donks. See the media guys.
Let's see.
That have weaseled their way in.
I have to go down the list. Okay, in 2019, Andrew Beyer, who's written about horse racing for the Washington Post for four decades, went in.
All right.
Beyer, speed figures.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are at least in the same category as Andrew Beyer.
Right? Don't you think?
We're at least in the category. Listen, as soon as you put Beatrice in, we're in.
I can't think, can't think of a deader sport.
All right, Bakhtiants went in 2018.
Right, I mean, deservedly so.
Deserving. All right, I'm just looking for media donks here as I'm scrolling.
By the way, Beatrice was the guy for many years.
Absolutely.
Sure. Guess, guess who's been the guy for the last 20-some?
All right, what about
you?
Glenn Harris got in.
Ooh.
Okay, right. He went in 2017.
Case closed.
Ron Weber, who called Caps games forever, went in 2017. Christine Brennan went in 2016. Frank Herzog, obviously 2016. He goes in.
Yeah. Yeah. Christine Brennan got in?
Yep. Tom Boswell in 2015.
Cakes.
I'm sorry.
Who's going to
I'm sorry.
Who's going to if we're worthy.
I'm sorry. If Glenn Harris goes in, the junks have to go in. Sorry, we're just higher profile.
Can you look up?
We just are.
Can you look up the? Is it like an Emmy? We have to nominate yourself.
Yeah. What are the qualifications?
Do we have to pay somebody? Yeah, how much do we have to pay?
How do you get nominated? Who do we have to bribe?
I'm not sure. I think it's
you know this is all like. Who do we have to donate to?
Well, here's the problem.
Is that what scholarship do we have to fund?
You're going to find out they're thinking about putting you guys in, and then you guys won't want to go to the ceremony.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's a good point.
Oh, I got to park in D.C.
Oh, dinner.
No, that's not true.
We just want
to
be on the list.
We went to the OUI. We went to pick up our OUI. We will go. We will go, Drabby. I want to be in.
I got to get on Spot Hero. Well, Homewood Ballet us.
There would be some griping and complaining, but we would happily accept.
What time is it? 8 o'clock.
Do you get your name on anything? Are you like? Is it like a Ring of Honor, like at Nats Park? Like
I don't know
like?
Where your name winds up. I don't know.
Like
how
does
works.
Anybody know that you're a silly in the D.C. Sports Hall of Fame?
You got to go to the website. No, you're on the internet.
You got to go to the website to know.
No, there's a banner at Nats Park.
Really?
You sure about that?
It? I mean,
it's got all the names.
I haven't been to Nats Park obviously in a while, but it was over the left field on the building next to, behind it, with next to the big Jason Worth poster or whatever it was.
I remember the big Jason Worth thing, but that was years ago. That's still a thing. That's awfully temporary.
Well, I think
I want something more permanent.
I think it was at RFK before that.
No, I think I know what Drab is talking about. It's like a gigantic billboard with all the names listed on it.
Right.
If I'm remembering it correctly.
Listen, before we all, die, we need some respect.
Put some respect on our name.
Put some respect on the junk's name.
You know what you guys need? You guys need a statue.
A statue?
Yes.
Where's that going to go?
Statue of the junks?
Where would that go?
Nats Park somewhere.
Nats
in
Park?
Concourse.
They don't care about us.
That thing would have so many rotten tomatoes and eggs thrown on it. Are you kidding me?
You think Mark Lerner is going to put up a statue in his backyard?
No, but I think, I think we could have one in Fairfax. I mean, come on.
Right next to the 7-Eleven.
Hey, it's Bob.
We could have a statue.
Are you guys done with that big bronze statue of the junks out front of the building? There's no way he still runs that building.
Hey, what about having like a studio named after you? The Sports Junkie Studio.
Where? Like, well, we can
like commemorative where? Studio.
I kind of like Hall of Fame a little bit better.
The one and a half street.
The one and a half street kind of is our studio. It's got all our shtick.
I sent you guys a picture into the outhang. You can see in the background that billboard with all the list of names on it. And that's part.
Who's
that's
shaking hands? I can't even tell. Mark Lerner.
I don't even know who that is, but you can see the billboard in the background.
I mean, it looks like Charles Mann, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drap,
can you just figure out, do we have to nominate ourselves? Do we have to make a donation? What is the sort of shady
selection criteria?
Yeah.
Nominees for induction to the Washington, D.C. Sports Hall of Fame must have gained prominence in the greater D.C. area through their achievements in professional, intercollegiate, amateur, high school sports as an athlete, coach, manager, owner, executive, or member of the media.
Check.
Of course. Yeah. Right.
That's it.
that's all we need. We're already there.
It sounds like a no-brainer.
It's a foregone conclusion.
You know what? I should be in there.
Can we get in there?
It sounds like a no-brainer.
Put Valdez in there. Put hot sauce on his balls.
No more than two members of the media shall be inducted in a calendar year.
All right, but we're a group.
Well, there's other people.
So we're.
I don't see Wilbon and Kornheiser on this list.
Wonder why.
Well, God bless them, but I'm not really concerned about that.
Well, they're in front of you guys.
you got to wait in line.
No, but they don't care. They probably don't care. They probably don't
care.
They
probably refuse to go to the ceremony.
Yeah. Maybe Wilbon's in the Chicago Hall of Fame. Maybe Kornheiser's in the New York Hall of Fame.
It does say you have to be a native of the greater D.C. area.
Yeah.
Check.
I mean, we're check.
We're, again, checking all the boxes here. That's all we're doing.
Right. Who gets on? Who nominates? Does it say how you're nominated?
EB, we're going to be Hall of Famers down the line. Hall of Famers right here.
There's a committee.
Who's on the committee?
How do we get on the committee?
Well, you don't have to get on it. You need the committee to nominate.
Just bribe somebody.
You have to
just need to.
We just got to find out one person who's on the committee.
David Elfin. Chick Hernandez.
Oh,
Mark Chick Lerner. Doc Walker. Phil Wood.
Yeah. Oh, wow. See, those guys are all like established sort of DC.
You know,
everyone
they probably
them.
Look down on you guys.
I'm sure some of them do.
Much. They think you guys are sophomoric, stupid.
Yeah, exactly. We're not part of the establishment. Is there anybody there that's sympathetic to the junk's plight, lack of recognition?
Eric is so gung-ho on getting in. I'm fine not being in.
You know what it is that Eric's come to the
point. What it was like 10 minutes ago.
The thing is, Eric's come to the point in his life where he realized he's going to, he could die tomorrow. And so the end is near, and then he needs a legacy.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Listen, I know we're closer to the end than we are
but
the
it's
beginning.
Like a sense of achievement. He wants to be able to say, I did this.
Yeah, I'm sized. I want to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, it would be a self-serving
poll. Like a lifetime achievement award that they give all the old actors that are getting
ready to
donk off.
I think we have to touch the listeners on the Gambit DC listener lines. Are the Junks DC Sports Hall of Famers? 800-636-1067. I think we have a solid argument.
25 years
of equity built up.
No disrespect. I have a lot of respect for Glenn
but
Harris.
You guys,
but if Glenn Harris is up there, all right, Junks are up there.
Let's think about this. So 25 years, are you the type of athlete that compiles your stats to get you in the Hall of Fame? You a stat compiler?
I don't know.
Are you
we're
really
not like a Phil Negro. We're not
Philip,
Don Sutton.
We're not Philip Rivers. We're not just compilers.
Right.
You think Rivers is just a compiler?
He's a little bit of a compiler, in my opinion.
Come on.
All right, so we're going to take calls when we come back. 800-636-1067.
I think we're deserving
it. Are the Junks DC Sports Hall of Famers? We'll take your calls to that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 7:45, Drab T-Shirt has a connection to a really wacky story coming out of Washington State. So we'll talk about that in just about 20 minutes. You guys are definitely going to want to hear about that.
Cakes, I botched it. I just got a text on the Vibe. Place Beyond the Pines was not filmed in Poughkeepsie. It was filmed in Schenectady.
Yeah, but aren't they basically the same? Yeah.
How far is Schenectady from Poughkeepsie?
I don't know.
I've heard of Schenectady. I have no idea where that is. Damn.
I understand why you mixed it up.
Is that the haunting music from Place Beyond the Pines, Valdezzi?
So haunting.
Very good. I might have to revisit that at some point. So I got a lot of TV to
just
watch.
Just wanted to correct myself.
Okay. So somehow we've turned Alex Smith's retirement and Jordan Reed's retirement announcement into Do the Junks belong in the DC Sports Hall of Fame? We've made it to make it all about ourselves.
Are you guys that insecure?
Maybe
that you need
we are.
Some compliments?
Possibly that could be the case.
I think it's just one of us.
Well, hold on. I'm not looking for compliments. People don't have to call in. I just want to be in the Hall of Fame. That's all. You don't have to ever talk to me. Just put me in. I'm not looking for compliments.
But people are calling 800-636-1067, the Gambit DC Lister lines. So let's go to them. Let's get some public approval here.
Those guys over there, they're joning. They don't realize that they're working with legends, Cakes. Legends.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Icons.
I just but think of it okay. as working with some donks. That's the way I
that's what they think.
Right. Right.
Well, can we ride your coattails in?
I don't know. We have a
producer's Hall of Fame. Producer's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the producer wing. You
there,
guys
yeah,
are
there's
in.
Another wing.
Yeah.
We should get like a dinner at the Palm out of it or something.
I think that's a good ask by you guys. I don't think that hurts ask.
Does the Palm even exist anymore? Is that even still a thing?
You know, I mean, I'm not sure.
Not in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's see here. Let's bang out some of these calls. We have some mild interest from people. I'm sure they want to Joan. Let's go to John, line two in Woodbridge. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, I definitely think you guys should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I've been listening to you for 25 years. So, I mean, EB, I've called him before. You know, I taught my daughter how to ride her bike because of listening to the show. I mean, that's an impact.
Did you do my trick
give you
of
life
having her ride her?
Too. We entertain her, and my, give life lessons.
Explain
it's
that.
One of my great life hacks where you get to ride your bike on the grass, right? That's how you teach them?
That was it. That was it. I literally went home that night, took her training wheels off. She was riding the bike home.
Yeah.
So,
I laugh at parents.
Really? Lesson learned.
That,
I got you.
That run behind their kids, and they're just waiting for them to fall. You don't have to do that. Just have them ride in your front yard on your grass, and they'll pick it up in about 2 minutes. Yeah, it's genius. Great life hack.
It's a good, solid life hack.
You know, Cakes has taught the listeners that if you tip a maid too much, you can take half of the money and put it in your pocket.
Yes, you certainly can do that, especially if it comes at Rom's expense. Well, it's actually at the maid's expense, but yes. If you feel like you're over-tipping the maid, you can take some of it back.
I still can't believe he did that.
I've done that
once. Well, it
wasn't
even Cakes' tip.
I know.
Wasn't it Rom's tip?
I felt that that Rom... I was charging Rom basically for hanging out with me and bugging me for most of like a Junkies Poker Open. So I just took $5 out of his pocket. Well, $5 out of the maid's pocket. That is true. Right. It's not my proudest moment.
Jason has taught listeners to schedule your vacation around company holidays.
I don't know why
you don't have to burn them all.
I don't know why more people don't do that.
It's a brilliant life hack.
It's a vacay extension.
Right? Hey, Jason has mastered the art of the wraparound vacation.
The wraparound vacation.
That could be your legacy.
He has, yes.
I wonder if I'm the only one in the country that's done that.
You might
probably
be. You're the tip of the spear, my friend. I give you credit for that.
All right, let's go to Kevin in Centerville. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junkie.
Kevin,
how you doing?
What's up, Kevin?
I think you all are a real good borderline case. You almost have all the credentials to make the Hall of Fame. You started out in 1996 in the weekend, and then you worked your way up to nights. And then even though you got traded to another station, you came back to the original station and made it to mornings. And I think that, you know, your longevity plus the ability to adapt to the current environment that we're in, working both, some blue material in and encoded language has definitely changed the way that Washington, D.C. thinks of sports talk radio. So it's a borderline case. You might have to do a few more years for longevity purposes to be able to get in there.
So hold on. So that's the only reason it's borderline? We haven't put up 30 years? If we get to 30, we're locks?
No. He thinks our years aren't explosive enough.
You guys are like the Harold Baines of radio.
We're a bunch of singles hitters, is what he's saying.
Right.
Really?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
You're like the Frank Gore. You're the Frank Gore case right now.
Okay. So Frank Gore. We have to keep toting the rock until we're, in Frank Gore's case, like 45 years old.
He thinks we haven't compiled enough Hall of Fame caliber years.
Right.
But because we've been producing at a decent level, we're getting consideration.
Well, he should look at what the ratings were in the middays.
Or how about pre-pandemic?
You're pointing to your midday rating right. in your case.
Well, those were Hall of Fame numbers. I'm sorry. They just were.
Hey, I'm looking at the nominees for the 2020 Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
you guys might even have a shot at the big one.
The big one?
The Radio Hall of Fame. By the time it's all said and done.
Uh-huh.
Because who are those nominees?
Well, here's the guy, Mark and Brian from L.A. Oh. They got in.
All right, well, they're a legendary duo, okay. though. Okay.
Bobby Rich from San Diego in Tucson.
No clue. Right.
Never heard of Bobby Rich.
Donnie Simpson just got in.
Well, of course. I mean,
Donnie deserves a legend.
He should have been in 10 years ago. He goes in.
Donnie's a legend.
A nominee did not get inducted, Elliot from Washington, D.C.
Right.
He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah,
here's the thing about Elliot. As I respect Elliot's longevity, I just don't listen because we're always competing against each
right.
other. So, you know, I just don't have a full appreciation for it.
Larry Elder, Kim Komando.
I've heard of Kim Komando. You used to always see her.
Right. This business
in, like,
is full
trade
of
magazines.
This business
yeah.
stinks. We need to get out of it immediately.
I know.
Cokie Roberts, NPR.
Cokie, all right.
I mean, I think you guys aren't that far behind any of these people.
Didn't Cokie pass? I think she passed.
Maybe
she did. But, I mean, her career was bigger than what she did for NPR.
That's
right?
That's when we're going to get it. We'll get a posthumous nod. Like in the,
yeah, I don't want that.
The year, like, hopefully, like 2080. They'll be let's put the junks in.
What's that radio list that we're always on, the heavy talker?
The heavy 100.
The heavy 100.
Yeah.
Aren't we always in the top 15, top 10? Well, not always,
yeah,
but
for
recently.
For the sports guys.
Yeah, for sports.
Yeah. I don't even want that. I just want the local love. I just want the local love.
You want any love.
True. I'll take any love. Haven't been feeling the love lately.
It's hard. It's hard to feel it sometimes.
All you guys do is get jocked all the time.
That's not
true.
We do? Nobody. When was the last time? I can't remember. Never happens. All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Joe, line two in Manassas. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show as always. You're 100% in. No doubt about it. For the fact of the matter is, you guys talk sports all morning, get me through my day. No doubt about it. Drabby, Valdez, my boy, you guys are in too, 100%. Not only are you guys in, you should be the committee that gets the other Hall of Famers in.
If Joe were on the committee, we would be in. He would stand on the table for the Junks, which we appreciate.
Oh,
right?
No doubt. No doubt. Cakes, you're my boy.
Thank you, Joe.
That'd be too much work to be on the committee. I don't want to be on
the
committee.
I never want to be on any
committee member
for anything. No. I don't want to be like I don't want to be on the like neighborhood board committee.
Yeah, I don't want to be on the HOA.
I'd never if I go in the box or the crematorium, and I'm never on a committee. I've lived my life the right way, in my opinion.
Do you know that? It's so funny that you mentioned that. Hold on real quick, Valdez. Somebody last year, a committee member, asked me if I wanted to be on a massive, massive committee in the world of lacrosse. And I said it's just too much work.
You got to
go. And the work is you got to go to like two or three meetings a year, you know. You got to go to like a dinner, and it's basically the biggest committee in lacrosse that you could be on.
As much as I appreciate Joe saying that, Drabby and myself should be in too. That kind of taints the Hall of Fame, to be honest.
You think?
Yeah, it kind of taints it.
Just to let everybody out there know,
what are you doing?
the only nod that I would accept, and I know this will never happen. The only nod that I would accept personally is if you want to put me on your company's board of directors and give me free stock. That I would do. So I show up, you give me free stock, I consult for 5 or 10 minutes, and you enrich me with free stock. That I would do.
I'd be open to
any company.
Other than that, I'm not interested.
Doesn't the company have to be good? What if it's just a crap?
Oh yeah,
company,
I want it to be a silly. I want it to be like part of the Dow 30 or the Nasdaq.
No,
I mean, I'm not talking about some fly by night operation.
You guys are on the Novavax board. Oh, you would be so sorry.
I so wish I was on that board of directors. Are you kidding?
John Herman could make that happen, probably.
I wouldn't know what to do with all the stock options, Valdez. I wouldn't know what to do, literally.
Yeah, would you rather be in the Radio Hall of Fame or on the Novavax board?
Not even close, Novavax board. Because they're going to give me 5,000 free shares.
Do they give you shares if you're on
nothing.
The board?
Yes.
Do they get... They
you get
do
shares. Ricky.
I would think
yes.
they do.
Well, that's the ultimate test. You guys are not allowed in the Hall of Fame because you don't value being in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Right.
You choose Novavax.
You know what I value? Novavax shares over my name being on a billboard. You need binoculars to read it. That's
why can't they just give me 100 shares? That's 100. That's all I want. I'm not asking for a lot.
Board
didn't
of
you have 100 and sold it?
No.
Yeah, you'd have 100 if you didn't donk it off and sell it.
I didn't have 100. I don't think I had 100.
Board of directors, I couldn't afford 100. Than signed DC Sports Hall of Fame. That is a no-brainer. That's easy. Are you kidding?
All right. Well, I know that John is a huge listener, and he is the – I keep saying this wrong. I think he's the CLO, the chief legal officer for Novavax.
I know he has some shares. I know that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did.
I'd like to see his savings account.
Hey, maybe I can get on the board of Impress Technology. Roughly 300,000 people in the D.C. area work for the federal government, and those agencies have shifted many of their staff to remote work status with a complete range of contract vehicles and proven remote work solutions from Impress and Dell Technologies. Your agency can minimize risk, maximize IT efficiency, and help employees be more productive. Not sure which solution is right for you? Let's start a conversation on how Impress can help. Learn more at ImpressTechnology.com. That's ImpressTechnology.com. An SBA-certified HubZone company and Dell Federal Partner. Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Coming up in just about an hour, Lars Eller from the Washington Capitals will join us for Center Ice with Lars Eller. So you don't want to miss that. And Scott Brooks, head coach of your Washington Wizards, who are on a bona fide heater right now. He'll be on the show at 9:20. So lots of big name guests.
Ask Lars what it felt like to get a stick to the nose against Boston on Sunday.
I mean, did he need stitches after all that? I mean, was there blood everywhere?
I don't know if he needed... No, I don't think he needed stitches, but it didn't feel good, I guarantee it. Yeah. Something popped off. I don't know. When they showed it in slow motion, something popped off. I don't know if it was from the mask or... It wasn't his tooth.
Right.
Something bigger than that, but something popped off
and
fell to the ice. But it just looked like it hurt like a
Has bench. To be super painful. So he'll be on with us at 8:40. So Drab sent us a story, and I'm going to read you the headline. Washington State doctor charged in dark web kidnapping plot. And apparently Drab has some sort of connection, or his family has some sort of connection with this wackadoo doctor from Washington State.
Sure.
Is it somebody that you were affiliated with in your when you were in the cult?
No.
Was it your doctor growing up?
No.
Was it your family doctor?
No, I don't know this guy.
Now, apparently, this guy's name is Dr. Ronald Craig. Is this correct, Drab? Ilg?
I think
is that
it's
his
Ilg,
last?
Yeah.
Ilg. He's a neonatologist in Spokane. He was charged last week with attempted kidnapping after a group of journalists investigating the dark web tipped off his soon-to-be ex-wife to the alleged scheme.
Who was he trying to kidnap?
His estranged wife. But not him.
This story has so many layers. The wife told FBI investigators she believed he was trying to hire someone using Bitcoin to kidnap her while he was away on vacation in Mexico. So he's having margaritas in Mexico, and he's trying to get somebody off the dark web to abduct and kidnap his wife.
He's in Mexico with his new lover.
Gotcha.
So he's trying to get rid of his wife, his ex-wife, so he doesn't have to pay her alimony and all that.
Yeah, exactly. When she has a lawsuit against him, and his plan was to have her be kidnapped, allegedly, and drop the lawsuit.
But he admitted to authorities that he used the site, but he claimed, this was his claim, that his plan was to find someone to kill him so that his assets could go to another woman instead of to his estranged wife. I'm sure that's believable that instead of you hiring somebody to abduct and or kill your wife, it's for the guy on the dark web to come kill you instead, and then your assets go to your new creeper instead of your wife. I'm sure that's the case.
So that's not all he did. He also was recently fired from his job as the medical director of a company at a hospital. Okay?
All right.
He also put out a message on the dark web looking for someone to shatter the hands of a former coworker, a doctor, so they would never be able to operate again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, here's the quote. It says, "The target should be given a significant beating that is obvious. It should injure both hands significantly or break the hands."
It's like Casino.
Yeah, it's like Casino. Yeah.
He posted, "I need a rush job for next week. I need the target kidnapped for 5 to 7 days. And they need to be persuaded to do these three things. One, stop all court proceedings. Two, return to your husband and the chaos you created. Three, tell absolutely no one about this. Also, the team should plant heroin and used needles with her DNA inside."
I mean, this guy.
This guy is a nutcase.
He wanted his estranged wife injected with heroin twice a day for a week so she would get addicted to it.
Oh, my God.
All right, this guy. All right, so.
So what is your connection, Rob?
Yeah, what is the connection?
Here's my connection.
You went to high school with him or something?
No, here's my connection. This is my mom's friend.
Who?
The guy? Dr. Ilg.
Really?
Mom's friend.
Okay, my mom is a nurse practitioner in the NICU. This guy's a neonatologist.
Right.
They worked together, side by side, for years in the hospital. My mom said this guy's the greatest doctor she's ever been around. Like, he was super smart. He was with it.
Right.
Younger than her. I mean, I think he's in his 50s. My mom's 71, still working full time, just because she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great relationship. So much so, in fact, I didn't even know this. This guy recently had a child a few years ago with, I guess, this estranged wife. He asked my parents to be the godparents of this child.
Are you kidding?
This is weird.
That is a crazy connection.
So did they say yes?
No,
are they actually the god?
No, they kind of, because then, like, shortly after that, he got fired from the job because he started acting, I think, a little loony.
Right, a little irrationally.
So what do you think has happened to him?
I think he went cuckoo.
This is what happened according to my parents.
Yeah,
who knows?
What a story this is.
Speculation.
This is their speculation.
Okay.
All right.
He used to be tiny, just
not even AWOD,
like just no muscle but no body mass, like 110 pounds dripping wet.
Will Zalatoris body style.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
He said him and this estranged wife, when they got together a few years ago, they started getting into bodybuilding.
Right.
And he became massive. Started putting on all these muscles like
Balbi. Huge club.
He got in the get huge club. And
so he started taking testosterone and all that, and it messed him up?
Was blue boosters. Shorts and Othello, were they spotting him?
Yeah, I think so. All the boosters you can think of.
Yeah.
Right? And I think all the steroids made his mind go crazy.
Oh,
roid rage.
That's the theory. Ooh.
That's the theory.
That's a solid theory, I think.
He's going to go to jail for 10 years.
Well, that's what my mom's hoping, because my mom is terrified about this whole break in the hands of a coworker.
Right.
Because they were good friends. They were texting like a few weeks ago. This just happened. Like,
look,
this guy was just busted a few days ago.
I shouldn't insert myself in Mama Cahill's business. She's 71. Yeah. She should retire already. What's she doing?
She just likes.
She likes working.
So now my mom talking to my mom last
Keeps
night.
She's so young.
And she's, you know, she's older, and she's worried about getting sacked in the parking lot walking to her car now because of her, you know, this guy might turn on her.
Sure.
Hey, she could have made 2K and kidnapped the wife.
Is there any chance that it was her hands that he wanted to smash with a hammer?
No, I think they know whose hands they were.
Right.
Yeah.
Is she completely shook by this?
She's pretty spooked, yeah.
What was her first reaction when she found out it was him?
I think it was she couldn't believe she had such bad judgment.
Bad judgment.
Ronald Craig Ilg.
Ilg. What a terrible last name.
He should have just stuck with Craig.
Craig. Yeah, just get rid of the Ilg.
I don't know how these guys think they can get away with doing something like that.
They're stupid. Stupidity jail.
Well, first of all, How do you even access the dark web?
No,
is it dark anymore?
Wait, hey.
Doesn't everybody know about the dark web now? So, like, the FBI and those guys, they're probably just monitoring everything on there.
Yeah, you can't do anything on the dark web.
I think it was journalists who turned them in. They were like, there was like journalists or something just researching the dark web or following a story, and they saw all these messages from SCAR 9215 or something.
Scar. He's a surgeon and his name's Scar. That's right. Funny. Yeah.
SCAR 215.
By the way, he's facing up to 20 years in the poke if he's convicted on the attempted kidnapping charge.
He gone.
My mom's like calling me trying to find out if he made bail. She's always worked up.
Right. Oh my God.
Plus my brother-in-law is the director of the Spokane County Jail. So he's probably watching him right now. We're too involved.
Really?
You got a lot of you guys are way in too deep in the story. It's crazy.
That's insane.
There's
dude.
Some guys that just get sized to punt their life away.
Yeah, you're right.
Does he have children?
He has one that my parents were going to be the godparents of.
Right. Was his new silly? Like, was she like super attractive? It was like one of those deals, or
I'm not sure. I'm guessing she
like
wasn't
a younger, probably big into fitness and all that.
I'm guessing
probably.
It was an upgrade.
I mean, he went so far as he put $2,000 into an escrow account for the plot to kidnap his wife.
Like, yeah, exactly.
He had the money set aside. He had this thing planned out.
It's funny how these people think they're going to get away with it.
That's a little cheap.
I don't think you can get away with anything.
$2,000 for a kidnapping?
It's kind of low, right?
Well, that could have been a deposit.
No, I think it was it was $40,000. I think it was $2,000 was a deposit.
It was a deposit, yeah.
I mean, I think I'm going to make that from BetMGM this week. Like, what are you doing?
So hold on. So there are like high-tech, dark web, like criminals that are soliciting for business?
Oh, for like, sure.
There are.
Yeah.
Is that what Silk Road was or is?
I don't know.
Are you familiar?
I thought that was in India or something.
I don't know.
Now you're talking about something I have no knowledge of.
You're doing European history. It's like a marketplace, I think.
I thought Silk Road was like the name for like the dark web. No? I've never heard of Silk Road.
You might be onto something. Hey, so he comes back from Mexico. The police start questioning him. And then they like go over to his house, and they found him with a black eye, unconscious, and 46 missing Xanax pills and a suicide note.
Oh, wow.
Which I think he had someone
else do. He faked all that.
He faked it.
Yeah. A black eye.
Come on. Someone beat him up off the dark web.
Someone punched me, and then he took my Xanax. Yeah. Give me a break.
Drab, your mom works with a full-on certified weirdo psycho.
He's just nuts.
Well, the thing that's so weird about it
There's no other way to rationalize it. He's just nuts.
The thing is that he was held in such high regard beforehand. Was it just your crazy mom, or was it others, too?
No, he was the medical
director. Maybe your mom is just loon.
Hey, no. Drab, here's what I would do.
What?
If I were Mama Cahill, she has to have a bunch of leave, like, accumulated over the years, right? Just take a month of leave. Let this whole thing blow over. Let him get arrested. Let the legal process work out. Then go back to work. She should lay low for a little while. She sounds too close to the whole
thing. Why would
she
be in danger?
Because
the guy's loony.
She doesn't know what he's thinking.
Like she just knows she's in the inner circle.
In his inner circle.
He's not in police custody right now?
No, he is, but she's worried that he's going to get bail. He's got millions of dollars.
He could have already organized a hit on Mama Cahill.
Might be somebody out there.
Yeah.
Maybe,
hey, is your dad bitter?
Nah, he was laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't care.
Well, we were laughing on Saturday. My mom was crying last night, so I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's been a lot of upheaval for the Cahills. First, the Zags lose, and now this whole murder for hire or a kidnap for hire plot.
At least if she gets her hands broken, she works at a hospital.
Yeah, that's true.
Is this the wildest sort of criminal thing that you've been close to in your life? Because Cakes and I and JP went to school with a kid whose mom, I think.
No, Drab had a gun to his head.
That's true.
That's true. Scary.
But
you're
Cakes, do you remember? I don't want to butcher the story, and I definitely won't say the name.
All right.
But somebody that we went to elementary school with, either the husband or the wife, killed the other person with a coffee mug. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. This is news to me. Or
beat him over the head.
Really? You need to put that name in the outhang.
I'll tell you during a break.
Okay. I need
you don't
to
remember
refresh
that?
Refresh my memory on that.
Was
no,
this recently?
I don't.
No, it happened probably 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But
that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's a thing.
All right, when we come back, there's a lot going on in European soccer. And Drab can help fill in some of the blanks. Like some of the, all the super teams are trying to defect out of their leagues and form like an 8-team super league over in European soccer.
And these are big teams.
Big names, like the biggest of the big.
Oh, so Man United, those types?
I mean, I have to look at all the names.
Arsenal.
I don't want to botch them. I think like the biggest of the big. The biggest.
All right.
So if in the NFL you had 8 teams that were going to break away and form a super league, just leave all the weaklings behind, who would those 8 teams be? We're going to tell you our 8 teams and get your input on that when we come back next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.